From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This weekend, both President Bush and the Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry, head to the state where the result was closest 4 years ago. No, not Florida, New Mexico. Al Gore won there by just 366 votes, and again this year, New Mexico is too close to call. The campaigns and their allies are pouring resources into the state, a state with slightly more than a million voters. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
New Mexico's five electoral votes look awfully big in a close election, and some New Mexicans are getting tired of all the attention their state's been receiving from the presidential campaigns. In downtown Albuquerque, Sammy Altamirano, a retired city worker, says he can hardly stand to turn on the TV anymore.
Too much commercials, too much of everything, too much the radio and the TV, all used. Every 5 minutes or so it comes up.
But the barrage of commercials is just the background noise of this campaign.
Quiet.
Hello, we're looking for Christopher.
He's not here. He's not here.
Looking for Christopher are Terry Birch and his partner, Leslie Aikida. They're going door to door in this working class Albuquerque neighborhood to contact every possible John Kerry voter. They're not with the Kerry campaign, however. They're paid canvassers for America Coming Together, an independent so-called 527 organization. It's pouring around $3 million into New Mexico to make sure that prospective voters like the elusive Christopher actually go to the polls.
He hardly ever votes.
Right. Did you know if he plans on voting this year?
I think I've talked him into voting, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
The 80 households Terry and Leslie have on their list for today have all been contacted before. They will be contacted again and again before November 2nd. Sealing the deal is the name of the game for Republicans, too.
Hello, Sean. This is Vince Gonzalez from the Bush-Cheney campaign. I'm a volunteer.
Across town at the Bush campaign headquarters, volunteers are also contacting voters repeatedly by phone. But New Mexico campaign director Scott Jennings says they're not calling voters at random.
We have people who care about military, veterans issues, veterans themselves, who make phone calls to other veterans. We have teachers come in here, educators, who make calls to people we've identified as caring about education. It's coalition to coalition work that we believe is going to win this election.
On this evening, Vince Gonzalez is calling his fellow social conservatives. He's a mortgage loan officer by trade, but between now and Election Day, he plans to spend increasing amounts of time working the phones for President Bush.
The morals that he exudes are my morals. I'm a Hispanic American. And we're very, very family-oriented. We're very traditional. And the old traditions of man and woman marriage, that is true to our hearts. And I feel those morals are more in line with mine than any liberal American candidate would be.
Gonzalez, however, is in the minority among New Mexico's Hispanics, who usually vote 2-1 for Democrats. And because Hispanics make up 42% of the population here, that's a lot of votes. And in a close election, that could determine the outcome. Brian Sanderoff, president of Polling and Research in Albuquerque, says one more wild card in this election is the more than 150,000 newly registered voters.
What we're learning is that the new voters are young. 38% are between 18 and 24 years old, and they could have an impact.
And they're being courted. Recently, students at the University of New Mexico packed a ballroom in the student union to see movie actor John Cusack stump for John Kerry. The Bush-Cheney campaign, Cusack told them, is trying to scare you into voting for them.
And they're going to say, you're not safe. Be scared. Stay with this guy. I know you don't like him. I know you don't like his policies. I know he gives tax cuts to the rich. I know he guts the environment. I know he doesn't fund education. I know all those things, but you're going to die.
The intensity of both campaigns will continue to build to November 2nd, but it's hard to know what impact the last-ditch efforts will have. That's because New Mexico is one of the states with early voting. State officials estimate that by the time Election Day rolls around, about half of New Mexico's voters will already have cast their ballots. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.